Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for your continued support of the platform and the channel here. If you really want to give me a support, please consider becoming a patron. The link's down below. It's going to cost you less than a cup of coffee in the month. Is that an unreasonable ask? I hope not, and it makes a difference. So see what you can do in that one there, shall we? Here's something I want to talk. I want to talk about the latest UK coronavirus cases, deaths, and vaccinations. Because, of course, as you know, the media produce these daily figures. Well, the government produces them, pushes them out, the media obliges, and everybody is then obsessed around, oh, what does this mean, etc., etc. They don't, curiously enough, they don't provide daily figures, for example, for cancer deaths or for cardiac deaths. They don't do that. It's just COVID-19, they do this. And they do this because then that gives a disproportionate focus and attention, and people then are somewhat misled into what's actually happening. But nonetheless, let us dive into some of the data that we can see from the official figures. And these are to the end of October. So they're as of yesterday, basically. Basically saying that in the UK, there has been, in the last week, 41,000 cases, which is back a level in the on the previous week. Now, remember, cases does not equal infections. Cases means positive PCR tests or lateral flow tests. That's all it means. 166 people have died. That's 166 deaths that have happened within 28 days of a positive PCR test. So again, no evidence that they are directly linked to COVID-19. Meanwhile, the UK population, 74.4% have received their first jab, and a further 68.1% have received their second jab. So that's some of the statistical background that we should be aware of. And just to put it in context, the 41,000 new cases, as they like to put it, today, that compares, and this is so in the so-called third wave, that compares to about 60,000 or so at the peak of the so-called second wave. So, and bear in mind, that was in peak winter, December, January. We're not there yet. And the position, for example, at this point in 2021, in terms of number of cases, is much, much higher than in 2020. But then again, we weren't testing anything like the same vast numbers of people in 2020 that we are in 2021. The second big thing they talk about is, well, okay, but this is all about protecting the NHS. We've got to keep the NHS safe. Well, no, we haven't. The NHS should be there to keep us safe. But if you look at the latest data for the number of people in hospital with coronavirus, it's, as of, again, yesterday, it's just under 9,000 people, just on 8,983. That compares with, at the peak of the second wave, 36,000, something like that. So 36,000, and now we're down at 8,900. But it's a deadly third wave, I tell you. Well, let's just look to see how deadly it is. And we see that, as I quoted earlier, 166 people are dying on a daily basis. That compares with a peak of around about 1,400, something like that. Certainly easily 1,200 in the second wave and around about 1,000 in the so-called first wave. So the impact of this here, of this third wave, is minimal, actually, in every regard. And I would and of course, the third wave is driven by what they define as the Delta variant, if that's what it is or whatnot. So it's a strange third wave. So the numbers of cases are almost as high as in the second wave. The number of hospitalizations are a fraction of in the second wave. And the number of deaths are a minusculely small amount compared to the second and first wave. So that makes it an unusual third wave. And I would contend that, truth be told, there hasn't been a third wave. All we've done is crank up the testing in the UK to such a point where we as a country test more than the whole of the European Union combined. Nobody seems to think that's strange. Everyone thinks that's perfectly normal. Of course, we will test so much more than everybody else. That's how we keep safe. But no, by testing in this way, we generate these massive numbers. in terms of so-called cases. But when you look at then the associated areas of hospitalizations and deaths, they're tiny. And that's what I would expect, because in this third phase, we know that the Delta variant is 75% less deadly than the Alpha variant. So we would expect deaths to be so much less, and we would expect hospitalizations to be so much less. And even at that, the hospitalizations figure is dodgy, because anybody going into hospital is tested. I mean, if you go into hospital with anything, you will be tested for COVID-19. On the basis of that test, you may then be admitted as a COVID-19 in admission, even though let's say you've broken your leg or something like that. But that's how they do it. So you can see there's complete manipulation of cases, there's complete manipulation of hospitalizations, and there's complete manipulations of even deaths. And that's how they do it. That's how they can keep this thing running. Everything's being manipulated. I mean, as we enter the final months of 2021, any confidence that I ever had in the medical fraternity is well and truly gone. It's perfectly clear to me that they're a mixture of knaves and fools. And I'm in which proportion, I can't really say, but there seems to be plenty of both. So they're prepared to twist all the figures to convey the impression that even at this late stage in 2021, we are in the teeth of what could be potentially a continued pandemic. When the truth is that for many parts of the UK, there was never a pandemic, because there was never excess deaths. And even at the moment where we do see excess deaths, a big percentage of those have got nothing to do with COVID-19, but everything to do with government restrictions and regulations, which have meant that other conditions, such as, for example, things like cancers and whatnot, they don't just sit still and wait for the NHS. Those things keep growing and keep spreading, and the severity of the illness keeps increasing. So there you have it, folks. We have a third wave, which really hasn't been a wave, other than it's been a testing wave, a wave of mass testing across the UK, producing dodgy figures, which are then manipulated into even dodgier hospitalizations and death statistics. We just fundamentally cannot believe a word that we read.